These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to the Kashi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett, along with Favaz. This is episode 141, and Favaz, today's interview comes from the late 1980s. It's an interview that I did with Smash and Caroline Miller when we did the morning show at KC 95 in St. Louis together. And from a prep service, a show preparation service that we used to pay for, they would occasionally get phone numbers to famous people like Dick Vitale.
Oh, okay.
Home phone numbers. This was before cell phones, so it had to be their home phone numbers.
Right, yeah.
And they would put them out to radio stations on this service, and different stations across the country would just out of nowhere call them. And I don't know if they had a deal with the prep service or whatever, but these people would just start talking to us. And Dick Vitale, I mentioned Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yes.
I did? Okay.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well.
You mentioned Dick.
Yeah, Dick. And there were some
I knew you mentioned
too.
Dick.
Yes.
But.
Yeah, that was the. Anyway, one of them was Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Really?
And she was a famous person back then. Her and her sister Ava, of course, Ava
very
was, in,
famous.
Was
very.
In Green Acres.
So was it Ava that was in Green Acres, your
yes.
favorite show? Oh,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it was her,
Ava,
sis.
Her
okay.
sister. So Zsa Zsa was married to a whole bunch of different people, and she was kind of the butt of a lot of jokes about marriage jokes that on Johnny Carson and
didn't you know,
the
she
late
have
night
like
shows.
Six husbands or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, she did. Yes, but then the
let
one
me look that up.
Yeah, look that up. But the one that she had towards the end, he was a former prince or something, I think.
Oh, I think you're right.
Anyway, this was also after she had an incident where she slapped a police officer who tried to give her a ticket.
Nine. They even have
Nine,
it right there.
Yes.
Nine times.
Yes.
Wow.
And she was in her 90s when she passed away. So this was the late 80s, so I don't know. She might have been in her 70s at this time. And we would just call her on any morning, on a given morning. And, of course, she's in Los Angeles, and we're in St. Louis, so we'd call her at 8 o'clock in the morning. It'd be in the, you know, like 6 o'clock
right.
in the morning there.
She was married to Conrad Hilton.
Is he
from the Hilton?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, so that was her first husband. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
George Sanders, Herbert Hunter, Joshua Cosden, Jack Ryan, Michael O'Hara, Philippe de Alba, and then Frederick Prinz
yes.
Van Alt.
Yeah, him. Yeah, that's who she was married to, I think, when we did this interview.
Yeah, it seems, because she got married in 1986 to him.
Yes. This, so
oh,
this
I can't
was,
wait
this,
to hear
this is like 88, 89. So here we go. This is...
Yes, darling, start it.
There
Come
you
on.
Go. There you go. Let's see how this goes.
We'll get to the ethnic joke of the day, but when you have the opportunity
hey,
to...
that's perfect. We just made one, didn't we?
The ethnic joke of the day.
You can do that now.
Yeah, you can't do that now.
Nope.
Back in the late 80s.
You can do a lot of stuff.
You know, you have things come back and haunt people now, you know, things that they put on their Twitter feeds or whatever just 4 or 5 years ago. You did what?
Right.
If you heard some of the stuff that we did in the 70s and 80s and radio 90s,
yeah,
we could ruin our careers now. So please don't go check.
Yeah.
Anyway, why did I even say that?
Talk with Zsa Zsa. You just got to go for it whenever the opportunity does call. So we go to the phone line now. And
many times the phone's ringing out there right now.
It's early out there.
And every time we call her out there and it's early, she answers the phone and she goes, it's so early. We go, oh, we didn't know.
Of course we know. We got to dial it.
So here he's dialing it now.
Hello.
Good morning, Zsa Zsa.
Who is
this? This is Asher Ben Ruby and John Hewlett and Caroline Miller of the KC Morning Zoo here in St. Louis. Can we talk to you?
Well, it's very early.
It's very early.
Oh, we're sorry.
Hey.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Zsa Zsa, first of all, let us say that you looked beautiful on top of the silver fox yesterday.
Ah, that wonderful horse, yes.
Yeah, her horse, the Silver Fox.
Who was the Silver Fox?
That was her horse.
Oh, that was the horse
yes.
that she moved.
Yeah, and I don't know what the situation was. Maybe.
But she looked beautiful on it.
Yeah, she looked beautiful
okay.
on it, yes.
All right.
We were reading, I didn't catch it on TV, but we were reading in the paper that people were booing. Now, I'm asking.
They were not booing. The paper is so nasty. You know,
she's so defensive.
Man, she woke up real quick, too.
Yeah, Smash is reading something about... Yeah, because she was involved in something controversial, and she came into the public eye, and the crowd booed her.
Oh.
And it was obvious they were booing her, but she's right. Got her own spin.
Let's hear it, yeah.
People, the eight people who made that thing that, I don't know if you heard about, there was an eight
yeah.
ballet people, they were booing.
Oh, they were. Yes, Shaja, yes. Can you speak?
She made some comments negative towards people with AIDS.
Oh.
Yes, and so they were booing her for...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Because I said that the policeman is gay.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's why they were booing. Ah.
Well, I am not sure, but everybody else tells me. I don't know the policeman. I only know that he beat me up. I don't know him.
Yes. Zsa.
She claims that the cop beat her up.
Oh.
Or was
the cop that she slapped?
Yes, I think that's...
I had thought that one of the reasons they may be booing is because maybe Silver Fox had not, shall we say... Well, Silver Fox is maybe high-stepping a little too much.
Silver Fox was wonderful, beautiful, great. I was okay.
I think Smash is kind of referred to the Silver Fox took a dump.
I was going to ask if it took a dump, yeah.
He said in the morning, I done my duty. I can't help it if the AIDS people make a big rally there. And look, we can't do more for the AIDS people than we do. We all work for them. Estelle and I raised last May $6 million for them. But, mm-hmm. I mean, the doctors can only help them. We cannot do more. And they were, you know, they hold back the whole... How do you call that? The whole parade was held back.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is.
Yeah.
And if they boo me, I am sorry. I mean, I will never get AIDS because I will never be gay.
Right, all right.
Ooh.
Let's see. Wow. Bad news here.
Yeah, play it.
She
said it.
Was the past. Yeah.
She's dead now anyway.
Yeah.
Zsa Zsa, I saw you on the Joan Rivers show yesterday. And
I saw it too. That was all the truth that I said.
Yeah, and you killed them. They loved you on that show.
They usually love me because I am one of the few people who dares to tell as it is.
And I think maybe sometimes telling the truth gets you in trouble, but the truth...
I don't give a damn. I will never lie. I never
right.
learn to lie. I'm not going to... Why shall I lie?
Right.
Wow.
There was not yet a person born who is worthwhile for me to lie for.
Exactly, Zsa Zsa. You know, another thing, we love you, by the way, Zsa Zsa. I don't know if you can tell, but we love you.
Yeah, we've called her like maybe four or five times prior to this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Letters from the Christmas. I'm just looking at all my Christmas cards. We got back day before yesterday from Europe. You know, we spent
in
Budapest and Munich our Christmas.
Yes.
And we just got back, and I'm just reading my Christmas card. I got more Christmas cards of people who say how much they admire me for daring to stand up for my rights.
Well, three
from London, from Paris, from Germany, from America, at least 2,000.
Three of those letters.
People who dares to tell the truth. Not everybody has to always lie.
Three of those cards and letters were from us here at the KC Morning Zoo.
Sweetheart.
That's right,
thank
baby.
You.
We didn't send her anything.
I didn't think so. Send her
because
shit.
Lots of letters from dogs and lots of all kind of animals, too.
And speaking of that, you're going to be coming to St. Louis pretty soon if we get our schedules together.
I love St. Louis. I hope.
We wanted to bring her into St. Louis.
Was she going to? Oh.
No, it never happened, but we kept saying, look, we want you to come
that
here, Zsa
Zsa.
Yeah, I know.
God.
And I'm starting my book as of today because this whole damn stupidity hold up my whole book to be finished, you know.
Yeah.
And now we are working very hard on it. And when it's finished, they wanted to make before this thing happened, the story of my life in England. Sir John Wolfe, who made Moulin Rouge and African Queen. And
John Wolfe?
Sir John Wolfe.
Uh-huh.
He had discovered me, put me in my first movie, Moulin Rouge.
Zsa Zsa, just speak up, will you?
Well, I can't scream more. I say, Sir John Wolfe is the one who put me in my first movie, Moulin Rouge. And he's making my life story as soon as his book is ready. But, you know, who has time to write on all these accusations and lies? And I can't get over it. I was thinking yesterday, how could I get in?
See, she just go on
and on. Yeah, she just goes.
It doesn't matter who called. That's the way she would go.
So that's why they had her phone number.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
This mess. I have an expired driver's license. I wait 50 minutes. The policeman doesn't give me a ticket like everybody else would get.
Yes.
And then beats the hell out of me. Why? It's not a joke, you know. That young, I'm not anymore. That man is 36 years old and as strong as a bull, 6'4", and I'm 5'4".
Yeah.
And he has a gun and he has a license to kill, and all I had was my diamond ring on and my own self.
You should have went right for the family jewels on him, Zsa Zsa.
No, I don't do things like that. I only try to get him. He has such a strong grasp, and he...
Of course, I was kidding, folks.
Hold on. I gotta see about this fight that she had.
Okay.
Go ahead. Keep going.
He put my diamond bracelet into my wrist, and it hurt so much. I says, "You're hurting me." He says, "I'm effing well going to break your arm." Mm-hmm. Well, any woman in their right mind would try to get away from a man.
Right. Right.
I think he was on steroids because I met him later in the court, and he was absolutely charming.
On steroids?
Well, that's what 60 Minutes said. They had
no
about
kidding.
Three policemen on about 2 months ago, and they said all these policemen take steroids. And that changes completely their personality. I don't know, but
yeah.
I cannot judge him otherwise because in court he was a lamb.
Yeah. Hey, Zsa Zsa, when you have accused the police officer of being gay, has he ever come out and said that you're wrong?
Everybody knows that the FBI called us. He's the boyfriend of Rock Hudson's ex-lover who sued the estate. I mean, the FBI called my lawyer. I didn't accuse him.
Oh, yeah?
His behavior then seemed to me he's gay, but I didn't know he was on anything. But, I mean, I don't even know it now. But the FBI called my lawyer, and they said that.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it's easy to check, my dear. And only gays testified for them. There wasn't one person who was not gay who testified.
Zsa Zsa, have you served that 3-day sentence yet?
No, I don't have to. What the hell for? We have an appeal. Why shall I serve anything? Why doesn't the policeman get a little bit balling up? He has 36 cases against him. 36 people are suing him for who he beat up. I'm not the first one, nor the last one, I'm sure.
Yeah, well.
But, so she got pulled over in her Rolls Royce, John. She was handcuffed and arrested for allegedly slapping a policeman who pulled her over her $215,000 Rolls Royce over for expired license tags. So she was booked for investigation of evading a policeman, battery on a policeman, driving without a license, driving an unregistered car, and driving with an open alcohol container because she drove away.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, claimed afterwards, that the officer struck her and she was fighting in her own in self-defense.
Yeah. There you go. That's this is what she's defending here on this phone call.
36 years old, very handsome macho who hates people with foreign cars and hates everything, but he does not have.
Hates people with foreign cars.
If you were single, would you date that policeman?
I will never date a man that stupid, because you have to be stupid to beat up a woman who's 5'4", and I'm 6'4", and I'm younger, and I have a gun. A man like that, that's not an intelligent man. I only like intelligent, educated people. This is an uneducated, handsome bum.
Well,
I'm only surprised at one thing, and I may say it again, and I don't care what the world says. How does Beverly Hills hire people like that?
Yeah.
He has 36 cases against him. His files were closed. My lawyer couldn't open it, and then the FBI has a right to open it, and they told him.
Yeah.
I even know a gentleman, an older man, who parked his Rolls Royce before a department in Beverly Hills, and he beat him up because he parked in the wrong place, and that man has a big lawsuit against him in Beverly Hills. That I know of. But he has 36 cases, really.
36 cases. Yeah.
Well, she also had a case, John, other than the one that she's talking about. In January of that year, police in Atlanta escorted Ms. Gabor off a Delta Airlines flight after she refused to keep her dogs in travel kennels.
Yep. She was a...
Wow.
As some would say, a rich bitch.
Nothing started that a young Chinese newspaper woman from Current Affairs told me when she interviewed Ms. Gabor, the same thing happened to me. Thank God it happened to you, so at least the world will look up and say how brutal these people are.
That's
go
right.
Go ahead with it. And I
That's right.
Yeah. I'm just humoring her.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Don't think I'm taking her side, folks.
Yeah.
I've never met that way.
To help, you know, these battered women, but I'm sure backfired. But it didn't really, because still there are lots of people who realize.
Well, everyone knows the fine work.
You give an uneducated macho a license to kill in his pocket and power, and this is what comes out of it.
Well, everyone knows the fine work you do with the Liu Foundation.
I don't want to say how wonderful I am. I'm probably not wonderful. But on the other hand...
Probably not wonderful.
Probably not. Yeah, it's coming across like you're not.
It's my education and intelligence, speaking 7 languages and lived all around the world. Mm-hmm. I think the Beverly Hills police to a little bit check who they send out. On everybody has a resource in Beverly Hills. Everybody's famous. The Beverly Hills policemen have a bet among them. Who can arrest more famous people? Well, goddammit, those famous people support Hollywood and half of the country.
Yeah.
All right, Zsa Zsa.
All
right.
So I don't want to upset myself over this stupid case anymore. It's a new year, don't forget it. I bought myself a beautiful horse ranch. 30 acres, 49 stalls. It's called Silver Fox's Farm. And I'm going out there this morning, and I'm going to... I don't live in Beverly Hills anyhow. I live in Bel Air, which is much more distinguished.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, yeah. Beverly Hills, where the slums, the scum of the earth live, yes.
A Hungarian refugee girl, I have a Christmas card for Mr. and Mrs. Bush, Mr. and Mrs. Ford, and Mr. and Mrs. Reagan, and Mr. and Mrs. Nixon. So I didn't do so bad for myself.
There you go.
You did well.
She was Republican.
Wow. We appreciate you talking with us.
All right, guys.
And Happy New Year, baby.
Don't ask me about that damn police case anymore because I'm going to throw up.
Okay, we'll ask you about something else. And our management and us, we're getting together. We're going to call you and fly you out here, okay?
Okay, guys.
Hey, where's
Happy New Year.
Okay,
You think Scum of the Earth lives in Beverly Hills?
Where do you come here? See what lives in the Midwest.
Here's Zsa.
That's it. Zsa, she gets going. I can see her.
On a first name basis with her.
Zsa. Leslie, we're with Smash S.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Book coming out, too. It's going to be explicit. Zsa with a G.
Well, on Joan River's show yesterday, she said that this police incident is not going to be in the new book.
Oh, no?
No.
No, because she was wrong.
Yeah, yeah. She got convicted, probably.
Yeah. Supposedly, she's been writing it for a long time.
Yeah. Well, all right. There's Zsa Gabor, and you may have seen her in the Rose Parade yesterday. Still controversial, to say the least. It is 13 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here at KC95. We're back into rocking and rolling. And yes, the phone lines are open for the ethnic joke of the day. Come on, 969-1111, 1-800-842-KSHE. And a song here by Zsa's favorite group, you man.
The Police, yes. The Police. Canary in a coal mine.
We got to cut that music out, but yeah, that was fun.
She went off, man.
Yeah, she did, man. She's like a machine gun, verbal machine gun. Just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She doesn't stop. You can't control the interview. You know, those people make it great interviews too. You know,
right? Yeah,
you know.
They're funny.
Yeah,
and even though what she was saying wasn't so funny, she slapped a police officer.
Right.
Hello, you don't slap a cop ever.
No, absolutely not.
So,
but and we were just we were in it for the entertainment purpose only. You know, just to expose her ridiculousness. You know,
I found myself highly entertained by that, John.
There you go. Yeah, she was something else. Oh, so if you want to hear the Dick Vitale interview, because there's another guy who you can't stop talking once you get going.
Oh, yeah, he gets going.
Maybe we'll do that in the future, too, because I just found that one as well.
Sure.
All right, that was on cassette tape, by the way, if those some people are keeping track of the formats that we use. There's like 8 of them. All right, I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan, and on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett. Follow me.
Hey, and remember, next week we're going to do a redo of Roger Waters from December of 2018, so be aware of that. AMF.
See you later. Bye.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.